see. Two.
Gene, I would indicate that the auditor successfully answered the concerns the committee had from the first year audit.
That's the next.
Oh, okay.
Anything to add on this section?
Almost.
You want to do a sentence in a propositional?
Yeah.
Proposition.
And then the most questions, is maybe a...
What was that, Tom?
It's not because of our, well, relevant questions or, I don't know.
In-depth questions.
Valid, you know.
Relevant.
Relevant.
Or in-depth questions.
Meaningful.
Meaningful, I like meaningful.
Yeah, that's good.
Because my wife says I ask too many questions.
That's
not, it's not had to do with any meaning, it's just...
To which he has presented.
Closed.
The 2013 COC annual report recommended scope of performance audit be expanded to include these items. Okay. Somebody want to take a shot at dictating something?
Wasn't that the June 2012 audit that these recommendations came from?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so the 13 audit is the one that you currently have. So the 12 audit was where these three questions were posed.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah, it was last year's.
So you want to change the title?
Oh, actually, pardon?
See the title where it says CSA right from that... That's right. The
yeah, both those need to be turned to 12.
Thank you. He said he had his written response. Did he leave that? Or did he take
it? Did he leave his written response?
No, I don't think he did.
He will get it.
To the shredder.
He had it with him in his hand.
Right. He said he was going to pass it out.
That's why he's a partner.
Well... Never leave anything in writing, I guess.
I'll request it.
We'll get it. We'll have it sent out, too.
Yeah, because that would have been helpful.
The auditor responded. The auditor provided satisfactory responses to the questions from the previous year or something like that?
Yeah. Well, do we want to keep it that vague or indicate some of the substance of why?
The auditor responded that, or due to the requirements of
which be financially prohibitive?
And beyond the requirements or the guidelines. we identify the report.
Right.
And I don't know how you would state it, but the auditor's test internal controls as part of the financial audit, to which there is an opinion. The opinion is not directed solely to the internal controls, because that is a scope and detail which were not considered necessary.
Yeah, but the request here, an opinion on the effectiveness of district controls, is because that was specific exculpatory language that's included in the audit. That's why the committee said, well, why can't you do that? So the rest of it wasn't an issue. It was that specific exculpatory language. And I think that covers 1 and 2, right? That's what he said.
Governmental. It's not just financial report. It's governmental accounting standard report.
You know, the financial reports that are part of the financial audit.
I think regulatory covers that.
Okay, all right.
Does that do it?
That looks great.
And these are the findings that they presented, and I don't think anything we heard today changes that, right? Mm-hmm. Should we include sort of a wrap-up sentence at this point, you know, based on our review of the audit report and our discussion with the auditor, we have no reason to differ?
Now, we did request a 2-year accounting summary.
Yeah, we did say earlier that we made a number of suggestions they're going to do that. I don't know if we want to specifically go into all of the...
Right.
Changes that they're going to do.
It doesn't change the conclusion.
It doesn't change the conclusion.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm going to have to leave. I have a 6-year-old that is not cooperating with bedtime.
Do you have anything else for us, Stacey?
Good luck.
My husband's like, I need help.
Please, come home.
You need to manage it.
Does that affect our quorum requirement?
No, no, I don't count.
Okay.
I'm an alternate.
No, you count.
I wouldn't put it that way.
You count.
No, I think it looks great. So, do I give this back to you?
Yeah, you could just leave it there.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy.
No.
Committee has no reason to differ with these conclusions, or we have no reason to dispute the, that's not the right word.
No, I think that as far as the audit, what its objectives was and general operation of audits, that the audit was, that met all requirements. Something to that extent.
Yeah.
You know, audits, government audits, are very imperfect.
Right.
And yeah, I studied the city of Bell, for example, and it got all sorts of clean audits and whatever, and the audits are very, very restrictive as to how far they go.
That's why they have all that exploratory
right,
language.
So, and more reliance is given to them than there should be by the public, but they have met all regulatory requirements for to be an adequate audit.
You kind of have that bullet point already too, as well. In the next section, we reviewed the audits and
have no reason to dispute findings,
etc. Right.
Yeah, in that case, that's fine.
So we probably don't even need that. Right. So there's the wrap up.
Yeah, audits are not designed to opine on the quality of decisions that management has made.
A lot of them are just cash audits. You started out with this much, you ended up with this much, we checked how you, that you ended up with this much, then they forget everything in between.
Yeah, I think that's totally opposite what the lame, how the layman would interpret
right.
it. You know, an audit means that they've gone through and they've given their thumbs up overall. But, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a, and one of your, the role of the public is to opine on the quality of decisions and decision making.
Yeah.
I mean, the, you know, and maybe in the instance of certain actions taken, whether they're legal or not, in our audit, they would have caught non-board authorized activities and things like that. But yeah, as to the actual decisions, and I think Mr. Hunsaker has hit on many, many items that he feels don't meet his standards, but that's not the
yeah, that's not the purpose of this audit. It doesn't cover those.
That's the purpose of the opinion page in the paper.
Yeah. For which I will add.
We need to add David's name to that staff support.
Yeah, I guess we should add David since
yes.
he's here. How do you spell your last name, David?
MC, capital ADAMS.
MC, capital, you speak too fast for me.
Yeah, MC, capital ADAMS. It used to have a space, but those damn computers. Well, no, they do, but then if you search for something, it wants to find MC and not the cap. So I always, I've done away with the space.
Interesting.
But in, traditionally, it would have a space in it.
Is it McAdams?
Yeah,
A-M-S.
You got that. You do what I often do. Your A went in before your M.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Adam. There you go.
Anything else here on staff appreciation, acknowledgements? Did I miss anybody else? I know Herbie
Anna Lucia instead of Herbie, but I think that wasn't.
No, yeah, she wasn't.
Herbie wasn't a part. Herbie did the majority of this one. Right. The next one would probably have my name on it. Okay.
Anything else anybody have? I will go through, do a final cleanup, and send it around for any last-minute typos, corrections, consistencies, and capitalization, things like that. It's another chance to take a look at what we added. Anything else, though, right now?
No, I like that it's factual, to the point. I don't know if you went to the last one, but it's a little bit longer.
You can rest assured. Give the board some assurance that we will not read it word for word.
No.
I think in terms of the presentation to the board, speaking of that, it's probably worth talking about that. I wouldn't spend any time at the board presentation talking about the background. I mean, they know that. It's there. They're going to be talking about the bond issue that night. What I would focus on are the things that we are specifically tasked with. That's the focus, I think, of our verbal presentation to the board. The rest of it's in writing. We'll have that. I think that's what's important. I think just focus on those things.
Do you want to do a little PowerPoint? You know, a few things you want to highlight. I can put it up on the screen while you're talking, if you want.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to just jot them down in email, I'll create the PowerPoint for you.
Yeah.
This will be published after you get the presentation to the board?
I think that the that's also, you know, one of the things about the order of the audit, right? I mean, I do understand staff's position. You know, there's some deference that you pay to the board, but in this case, you know, and I'm glad the board did see
it. Yeah, the board gave us guidance on this.
Yeah, I'm glad the board saw the logic in having the committee review the audit, go through the audit, and we see the benefit of that today.
Right? Well, they can't afford to spend the time. Yeah.
Right.
We're a resource.
So my guess is it will be published
after the board meeting.
The same day as the board meeting. My guess is you'll have copies there on the table at the board.
They have it on their system. You'll have it here.
It's linked on the
website. It'll be attached to your
yeah. Right.
And then it'll be published on the COC
webpage.
Webpage. Linked to the
right.
The district page, right?
Right. Now, yep, that'll be included as a link then. Okay. Anything else?
Oh, thank you, Gene.
Gene, just make sure you save.
Before you go anywhere. save.
That's happened to me.
Yeah.
Where did it go? I swear I saved.
I've heard you do that a couple times.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm assuming that I can just give it to you in this format, and then you'll put the cover on it. And
sure.
Do that stuff.
Yes.
Okay. And Cecilia, thank you for having this hooked up.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really
no problem.
Get through it.
No problem.
Our next regular meeting will be. Do you have a calendar for that?
I have a calendar in front of me. I think it's April, right?
Yeah.
Can you believe you finished your first year?
It's amazing.
Didn't it go fast?
Well, very fast.
Yeah. So, just to give you a heads up, you know, you got 2 years and then we start that whole process again. And so, some people will be on their fourth term, they will come off, and then some people hopefully will stay on for another term, unless you choose not to. So, you know, I imagine we'll start this process probably in December.
Right.
And Gary, it would be helpful if you can get the auditor's response to those three, just so we have that for the record.
No, we're going to get that as quickly as possible. Tomorrow. David will call him tomorrow.
And Cecilia will remind me.
I will.
So what are we looking at, Cecilia, for our next meeting?
Usually like the middle of April.
But not the 15th?
No.
Why not?
Well, I didn't mind this until
I get my computer back.
One year I got 11:59. Got the confirmation the next day electronically.
Thursday, April 17th, the room is available. What does your calendar look like, Gary?
What day of the week was that again?
Thursday. April 17th.
Oh, wow. What a day. That doesn't look bad, actually.
All right.
The 17th.
Okay, the 17th. I'll reserve the room. 6 p.m.
This room, right?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Any other comments from the committee members?
I have comments, but I think it should be outside of the committee.
Okay.
Gene, thank you very much for all your effort and work. This went really, really smoothly. Your leadership and all this extra work made this process a lot smoother.
Thanks.
Thank you very, very much for all your hard work. And Derek.
So we are adjourned.
Yeah. I'm sure Gary would say that we're at your disposal.